Roper.
Captain Marshall.
And if I gave you back the glass, you'd say, and you said to me, what did you do with the water? What would I most likely say?
Say I drank it.
And when you came in with this glass, and I said, what have you done? You'd say,
what
have you done? Let's say you came in with this glass of water, and I said, what have you done? You'd say,
I've got you drink.
All right, we'll give him a bunch. I got a bunch. And let's see, what did we do when we came in here and I set up my equipment? We were standing, and what did we do?
Afterwards, you mean? When we sit down, we start to visit, I guess.
And if we're sitting at the table and I'm holding back on the food and not taking any, what would you tell me to do?
Eat.
To dig in. To eat.
Dig in.
And if you were eating with someone and he offered you food and let's say you didn't particularly like that, what would you say?
I'd say, I don't care for food.
Oh, no, thank you.
What do you call food that you eat one day and then have again the next day?
Leftovers.
Routine.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, I think I like it better the second day, though. Most of the casseroles and stews.
Oh,
and things like that.
You know, casseroles and stews are better the second day, I think.
I can hardly wait for that first day to pass. When the children put a lot of food in their mouth and they start to gulp it down, what do you tell them?
They have their mouth too full.
And
take them too big a bite.
If they've got their mouth full, then what do you tell them to do? You see, they're just gulping it without.
I tell them to chew it.
Hmm? And after they chew it, what are they supposed to do?
And swallow.
Mm-hmm.
What are grits?
Well, it's it's kind of a colony, only fighter.
Flaked or chunks?
Yes,
or
kind of, most of them I've seen are too large flakes, but.
And hominy's made out of what?
Corn.
Is it treated?
Yes. Well, it had the hull off the outside of it. And probably bleached or something.
How is this hull taken off? Do you recall?
I don't know.
You turned it on.
We got them, didn't we? If you buy something, oh, say, by the ton, you go down for feed, you go down with your truck and you get a ton of it, and you say you're buying it how?
Okay.
Not by the sack, but...
Oh, bulk?
Uh-huh. What did your mother do when you brought her, oh, say, sand plums?
Well, she make
jelly.
Jelly.
Marsha Bass.
And let's say I had an apple here. Let's say I had two apples and you wanted one. Or you and a good friend were sitting there and he had two apples and you wanted one. What would you tell him?
I'd tell him to divvy up if he was a real good friend.
And what does that mean?
To share.
Uh-huh. And if he had only one apple and you wanted half of it, what would you tell him to do?
I'd tell him to cut it in two.
Let's see, if somebody, well, let's say you get a belt, a leather belt, and somebody says, is this artificial leather? And it isn't, what would you say?
Well, I'd say it's genuine.
Mm-hmm. And if something is just a short distance away, you say it's just...
Oh, wait, just a little ways.
Uh-huh. Let's say, the big jar over there. It's where?
Over.
It's right here close or handy.
Mm-hmm.